Well, rain has fallen on many parts of Australia in recent days, giving relief from the bushfires which have been ravaging the country. But the experts tell us that it's going to hot up again, and so there's no room for complacency. These fires have caused mass devastation, already claiming 1,500 homes and, tragically, 25 lives. The Insurance Council of Australia has been dealing with 9,000 claims amounting potentially to 700 million Australian dollars. That's around 369 million pounds. And so our thoughts and prayers are with the Australian people, and many of us have friends and family over there. One of the things that has struck me is that often when there's a disaster like this, we see the best of people. Volunteer firefighters putting their own lives at risk to help others. People donating money to the relief effort, a kind of keep calm and carry on mindset. I've also been struck by how many people who've lost everything have said things like, well, the family and the dogs are all safe, so that's what matters. When you lose something of great value, it actually reminds you of what's important in life. If your whole house is burnt down and you lose your business, well, you get on and rebuild. But human life is too precious to lose. Why are people so precious? Of course, we grieve when we lose a house that's been a home for generations, but people are precious. You can't have a deep relationship with a car, and even a family pet isn't quite the same as a loved one. So there's something about people that makes them precious. The Christian faith explains that people are precious because they're made in the image of God. Humanity has an inherent value because we're all made and designed by God. So people are precious. They're not to be trafficked or sold or discarded or mistreated. And we're desperately sad when we lose a loved one, as anyone who's had an empty seat at the Christmas meal table will know this year only too well. According to the Bible, people are precious because in a little way, we're little gods walking around. Now, I don't mean by that we should be arrogant and forget God and live like we are God. That's where it all went wrong at the start, and the reason that we need the rescue that Jesus came into our world at Christmas to bring. But in a small way, the Bible says we are kind of like mini gods, or at least we all reflect God in a special way. And I think two words show us how we're like God, and they are rule and relationship. Rule, because we're like God in how we've been given a privileged position on the planet, in that we have a responsibility to rule over it rightly under God. And that's actually a reason why Christians want to be at the forefront of the climate change discussion. But also relationship. We're like God in that we can have relationships like he has. Made in his image, we can love one another with a depth that the other animals don't actually enjoy in quite the same way. God is love, and to be made in his image is to be able to give and to receive love, to care for people, to value people, to be in relationship. Rule and relationship. That's why people are precious. As you go off to work today, or as you go off to the shops, or even as you sit at home watching the TV, remember that people are precious. You are precious and you matter. You have a great dignity and worth. You are deeply loved by God and made in his image. In fact, we could say you're doubly loved by God, because God is your creator, and if you'll let him be, God is your rescuer as well. As Psalm 8 in the Bible puts it, speaking to God, God, you have made humanity a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. People are precious. You are amazing. Thanks for listening.